Dal Brahma the first creature was supreme being. Supreme is supreme. Could not trace out the source of his birth. He could not trace out where from he was born. And we have to speak about that thing. This is our intention. We do not know where from we have come and where we have to go and why we are suffering. And we are proclaiming ourselves, M.A., Ph.D., G.S.T. and so on. But we do not know where from we come. Anyone is a scientist, asking, where from you have come and where you will go. He will think that I have come from the womb of my mother. Yes, sir. Where from you came to your womb, the womb of your mother? The father injected. Where your father got it? So, this is the problem. Nobody is self-independent. Everyone is dependent on Krishna. Mayam, Dhakrina, Prakriti, Sivati, Satya. Everything. Aham Adihi, Jivaram, Bhagavad Gita. I am the origin of all the demigods. Brahma is also demigod. Brahma is born out of the lotus stem, which is grown from the abdomen of Vishnu. So, he has to find out the source of his birth. That is stated. Could not trace out the source of his lotus feet. And while thinking of creating the material, you are to create, you are born, you are given birth just to assist Vishnu to create. Then he could not understand the proper direction how to create. These are the actual problems. Everyone is trying to create. The creative energy is there in every living entity, because he is part and parcel of the original creator. But he cannot create individually. These are still, they will say as is. Necessity is what is that?
Chance and necessity.
You feel some necessity, and there is a chance by physical. There are still that the chance is not the physical. The chance is given by Krishna. If you are so much anxious for this, all I give it. Well, come on. They take it, it has taken by chance. Accident. There are many chemists who are discovering many compositions. Mixing this little with the test tube. And all of a sudden, they see that it has come. That's it. They take it as chance. So therefore, their rational brain cannot understand that it is the chance. It is not chance. It is an opportunity given by Krishna to you. You are so much laboring hard, all like this. Matta smriti jnanam apohananja adhubhavya. I'll give that intelligence. So they take it as chance. There is no question of chance. When you become perplexed, you have to do something. Krishna gives you the opportunity. All right, do it. That is his mercy. There is no question of chance. There is nothing like chance. You see, foolish probability. Everything, this like this flower is coming. There is immense manufacturing process. Suppose if you want to manufacture a flower like this, you have to secure so many things. The color, the ingredient, the paper, the brass, so many. Still you cannot do like this. So if your nonsense artificial flower takes so many instrumental assistants, brains. How do you think that this has come automatically? There is brain. It is not chance. You have not no eyes to see. Therefore you call chance. But a devotee, he sees. He does not see this flower. He sees the hand of Krishna, how he is prepared. How he is prepared. Therefore, a devotee does not see anything except Krishna. Because he sees the craftsmanship hands of Krishna, how he is prepared. He sees Krishna. He does not see this flower. The rascal sees this flower and he thinks that it is coming out by chance. No chance. There is no question of chance. Parasya sarti bhividai vasyate. He is intelligent, his energy, he is so subtle and working. It's like we have got so many examples. Electronic. There is one typewriter there, there is one typewriter here, and one pushes the key there, and here, cut. So there is one who does not know that kind of thing. It's charged. That's charged. There is electronic work. They have discovered something, how Krishna's energies are working. This electronic. There's a television. One man talking 5,000 miles away, and the man is seen by electronic. It is immediately transferred. Now the fool will see, it is charged, it is not. No, there is work, but you cannot see how the method and process of the work is going on. There is everything working. Not chance, there is no question of chance. Everything is there, but Krishna's power, energy is so subtle, that so inconceivable by us, we cannot understand. Maya tapkena pratiti shirati sacha asana. Krishna says, don't take it as charge. Maya tapkena. Under my superintendence, I am direction. Direction. Here is direction. You could not find out this direction. He could not understand the proper direction. The direction has to be taken from Krishna. Then everything will be done. Otherwise, there is no question of chance or what is that? Necessity? No, there is nothing like that. There is nothing like that. There is nothing like a miracle. For me, he is miracle. Just like somebody was asking me some money. So, I have no money. I simply write here, go to Samsung. And he presents the three, and he gets immediately $100. So he is in, it is charged. There is simple little paper produced, $100. He, the foolishly, he has seen that there is something magic. He has written something. But no, there is some arrangement. There is no question of chance. Everything is there, arrangement. Everything is direction. But our insufficient brain, because with our teeny brain, we think that we have. We are all successful. We are all perfect. Therefore, we just can. We take it as chance and necessity and idea. There is no question. Even Brahma could not. The actual creator of this universe, what he has created? He has created so many planets. So he could not. And what we are? So these are rascal lungs. There is no question of chance, there is no question of accident. Everything is working under certain laws, under certain directions. if you understand Krishna, just like I was speaking, that the devotee does not see how the flower is placed. He sees Krishna, he's working, just like a painter is painting some flower, and I think. So, similarly, he sees Krishna, Krishna's hand. That is explained. And as soon as you know the law, then you know that is basic in general. This means vijñāte sarvam idam vijñātam bhavanti. Knowing whom, one can understand everything. For our process is to know everything through Krishna. That is perfect. Or through Krishna's liberty. That is perfect. Otherwise, somehow he came. Somehow, somehow this flavor. Somehow he came.